Thank you for the introduction. Hi, I'm Amy Bumgarner. I'm a research associate at Texas A&M AgriLife Research and a PhD student at Texas Tech University under the Department of Plant and Soil Science. There is an increasing number of subsurface drip irrigation acres in the Texas High Plains. Subsurface drip irrigation technology has the potential to increase a yield due to reduced episodic moisture stress compared to pivot irrigation, and it can improve nutrient management and use efficiency. Using conventional fertilizer application methods can reduce the availability and plant response within a growing season, which can potentially reduce the producer's chances of reapplying fertilizer for the next growing season due to them not seeing a yield increase. When subsurface drip irrigation is applied, it is applied in the seed furrow, which can potentially increase the plant uptake and use efficiency. There are few phosphorus and potassium sources labeled for application with subsurface drip irrigation. In order to address the increasing subsurface drip irrigation acres, our objective was to evaluate phosphorus fertilizer sources with and without potassium and rates applied with subsurface drip irrigation compared to a conventional knife-injected application method of ammonium polyphosphate. In order to address the previous objective, we planted NextGen 3406 at the Texas Tech University New Deal Research Farm in 2017 and 2018, which was on a Pullman clay loam. Our treatments consisted of ammonium polyphosphate 10340 applied by knife injection, Intellifos 45 338O, and Intellifos 32 0248, which was applied through the subsurface drip irrigation. The pH levels were very acidic for Intellifos 45 and 32. However, it is applied at a rate to maintain irrigation water at 4.5 pH. We took soil samples at three depths prior to potassium and phosphorus fertilizer applications at 0 to 6, 6 to 12, and 12 to 24 inches. These samples were sent to Texas A&M University Soil Forage and Water Testing Lab in order to using the Malic 3 extraction. Leaf tissue samples were collected at Pinhead Square and then every 2 weeks until first open bowl, and these samples were collected from the youngest fully expanded main stem leaf, approximately 4 to 5 nodes below the terminal. Lint yield was determined after ginning seed cotton, and fiber quality parameters were determined using HVI, which was sent to the Texas Tech Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute. Model significance using GLIMIX mean separation for Fisher's protected LSD, which had an alpha of up to 0.1, and Pearson's correlation was used to determine a relationship between leaf tissue, nutrients, and lint yield. Soil characterization for 2017 and 2018. pH decreased as you go, or increased as you go deeper into the soil profile, while phosphorus levels ranged from low to very low, and potassium levels were very high. However, they decreased as you go further into the soil profile. Leaf tissue phosphorus was collected at three different timings. Phosphorus was applied at fertilizer source and rate is on the x-axis. Leaf tissue phosphorus in milligrams per kilogram is on the y-axis, with the blue bars representing 53 days after planting, which was the first timing. The second timing was 67 days after planting, which is the maroon bars, and the green bars represent the third timing at 81 days after planting. The asterisks represent significance over the check. For the second timing, 67 days after planting, it was significant over the check when 7 pounds of phosphorus per acre and 4 pounds of potassium per acre were applied. While on the third timing, it was significant over the check when 4 pounds of phosphorus was applied and 3 pounds of potassium and 7 pounds of phosphorus and 4 pounds of potassium. And then when for the 338O was significant over the check when applied at 8 pounds of phosphorus per acre. Leaf tissue potassium was significant over the check when applied at 7 pounds per acre of phosphorus and 4 pounds per acre of potassium at 0.248, and then the third timing at 338O when 8 pounds of phosphorus was applied. The first timing was when fertilizer was actually applied, so the significance could potentially be due from residual fertilizer levels from the previous year. Pearson's correlation was used to analyze leaf tissue potassium and lint yield. Leaf tissue potassium in milligrams per kilogram is on the x-axis, and on the y-axis is lint yield in pounds per acre, and the same colors for the previous two graphs. There, we took three tissue timings instead of one in order to determine a better timing for sampling for leaf tissue, since a relationship is not usually determined. While for the green at 81 days after planting was a negative relationship, possibly due to bolt uptake being partitioned instead of into vegetative parts. Lint yield was calculated. On the x-axis is fertilizer source and rate in pounds per acre, and on the y-axis is lint yield in pounds per acre. The maroon bars represent 2017, and the blue bars represent 2018. In 2017, fertilizer was significant at when 7 pounds of phosphorus and 4 pounds of potassium was applied at 0.248. And in 2018, it was significant when 4 pounds of phosphorus and 3 pounds of potassium was applied at 0.248. And then when 338O was applied, it was significant at 13 pounds of phosphorus. Phosphorus use efficiency was calculated by subtracting the plot yield by the check yield and then dividing it by the pounds of phosphorus applied. In 2018, it was significant when 338O was applied at treatment 5 and 0.248 was applied at treatment 7. And generally, when 0.248 was applied, it was greater than all other treatments. While you can see when 8 pounds of phosphorus was applied, it was at 12.8 and 5.6, while when 7 pounds of phosphorus and then we added 4 pounds of potassium was applied, it nearly doubled to 23.9 and 12.6. Fiber quality was significant when 338O and 0.248 was applied, while over the conventional knife injected and the control. In summary, a more consistent treatment response was observed in leaf tissue phosphorus with addition of phosphorus and potassium at 0.248 compared to sources without potassium. Leaf tissue potassium had a poor relationship with yield for all three leaf tissue timings. Lint yield was increased with 0.248 fertilizer than phosphorus-only sources. Phosphorus use efficiency was generally greater in both years when 0.248 was applied. Fertilizer applied with a subsurface drip irrigation had a more consistent response to the fiber quality parameters compared to the knife-injected application method. Subsurface drip irrigation applied fertilizer provided more consistent plant responses to added nutrients than knife injected. I would like to thank Dustin Kelly, our research technician, and the Soil Fertility Lab Group for project assistance, and Wilbur Ellis for funding this research. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Questions for our speaker? So, Amy, what's the idea behind putting the phosphorus fertilizer through the drip tape rather than either broadcast applying or side dressing it?
The question was, what is the purpose of applying the fertilizer through subsurface drip irrigation rather than banded or knife-injected application? And it is applied in the seed furrow, so it has the potential to be more efficiently taken up than a banded or a knife-injected, which is tilled in.
Thank you.